Coming up on Friday, West Lafayette and Lafayette Jeff square off in football for the first time since 1953. It's been 65 years. That drought will finally end on Friday night. Our next guest played on the Lafayette Jeff 1953 football team. He is Mr. Bill Burgess, joining us on the Hammerhead Hotline. Mr. Burgess, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing fine. How are you?
Doing great. We are so thrilled to talk with you. Describe the feeling for you and your teammates and people around Lafayette Jeff to know that this rivalry is going to get back going on Friday night.
Well, it's great. I'll tell you, you know, when we were kids growing up in this city, they didn't have television. They didn't have a whole lot going on. Everything was downtown. There weren't any malls, you know. We got real friendly with the West Lafayette in my group. Dave Kurtz, the best athlete over there, was an all sports athlete. He played all three sports: football, basketball, and baseball. We had played baseball in the summer together and got to be real good friends. And later on, we played on the Legion state championship team in '53. And Dave and I formed a real bond. So leading up to the game was great because there was a little trash talk, you know. Dave was, me being a linebacker and a fullback, and he being the best offensive threat in the city, he was going to run right over us, you know. So we had such a great time leading up to it. Unfortunately, he suffered a severe concussion on the first play of the game. And I really hated that because he just didn't play well and didn't know who anybody was. He didn't know me when I tackled him. And no trash talk, no conversation on the field. So it just hurt. I think that he had that kind of a situation take place on the first play of the game. But at any rate, the game went on, and we won easily, 33-0. But you got to remember, Jeff had about four times the enrollment West Lafayette had.
Right.
So it was not really a fair situation going in. The year before, they played us to a 7-7 tie. And that game was played in Ross Age Stadium. But at any rate, back then, the high school gyms filled up. The high school football fields filled up. A lot of people came. It was just great to be a high school athlete back in that particular time in the early 50s. But the game went on. Of course, we won. And after the game, I went over to talk with Dave. I better get out of there because it was halftime. And I said, no, Dave, the game's over. We won 33-0. He said, no, it's halftime. And, of course, shortly after the game, they took him to the hospital, and he spent the weekend in the hospital. But it was just a great game. We had a lot of fun. We had a great football team. We were 8-2 that year, but we got beat by Perennial Power Indianapolis Tech, which was the biggest school in the state at that time, and Indianapolis Cathedral beat us that year. Other than that, we had a really, really good season and won the conference, and it was just a great time. But the football game, the anxiety and the excitement leading up to it, it was just wonderful, you know, to be able to participate and play in that game. It was just, we just had a great time. But Dave and I later on become real good friends, and he happened to be the best man at my wedding years later. And we've been good friends ever since, even though we're a long ways apart. He's out in Ventura.
Right.
I'm back here. We talk occasionally.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, it was great. It was great.
Describe your, we're talking with Bill Burgess, a member of the 1953 Jeff football team on the wings, etc. Hammerhead Hotline. And Mr. Burgess, describe your uniform and the amount of protection you wore in 1953 compared to what you see players wearing now in 2018.
Well, we had hip pads and shoulder pads and helmets, but the helmets didn't have any face mask on them or anything, no protection. And when Dave got hit on the first game, he lost his part of his front tooth, one front tooth. And ironically enough, the year before in the Jeff game, he lost part of his other front tooth. So I guess he was a target for everybody. But at any rate, we didn't have the kind of equipment to have today, but it was adequate for the time. But if a person did suffer some kind of a head injury where they needed protection with a helmet, they would run one bar across it to kind of help him. But other than that, most of the guys didn't wear any face protection. We all come up with broken noses, you know.
Right.
hey, Bill, you know, nowadays, you know, you see all this stuff in the media with coaches coaching these kids too tough, and you know, everyone has a spotlight on every university. How would a coach, if he needed to make a correction, how would he let that player know a correction needed to be made?
Well, I was blessed with three really good high school football coaches. Marion Crawley was the head coach. A lot of people didn't realize that Marion Crawley was probably as good a football coach as he was basketball. He had two assistants, one Norm Willie and the other one Roger Klausman. And these guys, we respected them. We wanted to play for them. These guys were real role models. Norm Willie was also the wrestling coach and assistant baseball coach. And he produced three or four state champion wrestlers. And at any rate, these men were disciplinary men. You said a cuss word on the field, you ran a lap. It was just that, you know, I mean, so they were real character builders. They were good teachers, and they were emphatic about winning. They never, ever degraded a boy that I know of. They just were more like family, but they were in control. They had the respect of all of us on the field. That's the way it was back then. If you wanted to play football, you did what they said.
With Bill Burgess, a member of the 1953 Jeff football team here on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline, the Hammer Down Show. You told me the other day that your nickname was Smoke. How did you get that nickname?
Well, back in the 50s, there was a catcher by the name of Forrest Smokey Burgess that played in the majors, and he wound up playing for the White Sox and did a lot of pinch hitting. And you know how kids are. They start calling me Young Smoke simply because we had the last name, and it stuck, you know. And so even yet today, a lot of people that I've been associated with over the years call me Smoke.
Awesome.
Well, now with this game coming up, obviously we've got to get a prediction from you. Give us an outcome of what this. I know, obviously, I don't know how connected you are still and what you know, but I'd like to hear what you think this final outcome of this game is going to be on Friday.
Well, I look for Jeff to win, but I look for it to be a tougher ball game. They have some real good prospects, a few Division One prospects over at West Lafayette. They've got what I think is going to be a very good team. They had a good team last year, and they got these kids back, so I think they're going to be very good. Now, Jeff, of course, has a lot of numbers. They have a lot of kids. I haven't seen them play. Don't know a whole lot about them. I think they both got new quarterbacks this year, so it's probably going to be hard to say. But the opening game of the season, a lot of things can happen. West Lafayette might be able to upset them. They're bigger now, they're stronger, and they got much more depth than what they used to have when we played them. So, they've, back under Coach Straley, they just didn't have the depth. You know, they didn't have the kind of depth that Jeff had. Today, I think they do. So, it's going to be an interesting game. I'm going to listen to you guys. I won't be there, but I'll be listening.
Yeah, we appreciate that. You can hear the game on our sister station, 98.7 WASK, on Friday night. I'm curious, Bill, back in the 1950s, and you're playing high school football, but you're playing other sports as well. How would you compare high school football those days to high school basketball around those days? What sport was more popular?
Well, they filled up the gym down at the old Jeff School. It held about 4,000, and most every basketball game was filled. Football was always filled. We had the stadium up at 18th and Union, and it seated maybe 2,000, maybe 2,500. But the old Jeff Gym seated around 4,000, and it was Crawley. Coach Crawley had a tremendous run back going to the state. He won it in 48 and he come back and won it in 64. But Coach Crawley, he had this thing about three sports. He wanted all of his athletes to play three sports. He didn't want to start basketball until football was absolutely all over. And he didn't want his team to gel until after the first of the year, right before tournament time. Yeah, Mr. Crawley was a brilliant man and a great coach. But I suffered a severe knee injury my junior year over at Richmond. And there was a football player over there by the name of Lamar Lundy that messed up my left knee a little bit. And coach, back then, Coach Crawley got me the best knee brace you could buy.
That's awesome.
He was just a super, super good, super nice man, and a super good coach.
So, Bill, did you? I know you played both sides of the ball. Did you enjoy playing fullback more, or did you enjoy playing linebacker more?
Well, I really enjoyed playing linebacker more. Fullback was I got to carry the ball quite a bit, but I had two really great halfbacks on both sides of me, Bob Clark and Ted Barrett. They were really, really good football players. And fullback blocks a lot. Back then, you could chop block. You could do a lot of things then you can't do today. And I did a lot of blocking for those guys. But the fun in football come on the defensive side for me.
Right.
I mean, I'd score a touchdown. That was great.
Sure.
But I really like to play defense.
And you mentioned your good friend David Kurtz, and you mentioned the word target. Did he know that you guys were going to come after him on that first play, and considering how good a player he was, and try and kind of knock him out of there, so to speak?
Well, I don't think he expected to be hit by two guys at the same time. And he got hit low by Jim Holliday and high by Bud Goodnight, and they really did a number on him. And I was on the special teams too, but I didn't get a shot at him, but those two did. But the trash talk that he and I had together, you know, we ran around together in high school. He was over, dated a Lafayette girl, and my wife and I, she was my girlfriend then, we double dated a lot. Was with him constantly, you know, during the school year, even though he went to West Lafayette. Being a small town, this guy's driving. We were always getting, and he also ran around with a few other football players with Jeff too. So, Jeff, I think Dave really felt like we were measuring sticks to him. He, you know, he He ran with us. He could play with us and compete. I mean, Dave was when he was a senior in high school, he was the best athlete in West Lafayette, and maybe the best athlete over there as a junior. He was just a really good athlete. But like I said, he was just the kind of guy that me and I bonded and become very good friends, and it was just a wonderful experience back then, and we had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Great town.
Yeah.
Had a great community. Dave went on to play ball at Purdue, and I went on to play at Indiana State.
So ultimately, Bill, last question for you. Ultimately then was just the differences in enrollments. Was that the reason why the series stopped? And what was the reaction from kids like yourself around Lafayette, Jeff, to know that you couldn't play West Lafayette anymore?
Well, it was too bad because they were some competitive games in the past. Like I said, the year before, we tied at 7-7.
Right.
But yeah, it bothered me a little bit. It bothered, I think, the guys over there more than it did us, because if they beat Jeff, it's quite a victory. You know, they had something to look forward to. And usually being the last game of the year, it was quite a climactic thing. Dave, when you get a chance to talk to him, he can probably give you better insight on that. But it was it was something we looked forward to. It was a tremendous it was a very exciting game. We really looked forward to playing it every year. So I assume the guys that come from behind me, the juniors and the sophomores, were disappointed because they didn't get to play West Lafayette.
Right. Well, Mr. Burgess, we appreciate your time and all the information. You have some great stories, and we really appreciate you taking a few minutes here to tell us what it was like there back in 1953. Thank you so much. Enjoy the ball game on Friday night, and best of luck to you and the Broncos.
Well, I thank you very much for having me on, Duffy. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you, sir.
I only hope that it's a good ball game and that the best team wins.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bill Burgess. Remember the 1953 Lafayette Jeff football team?
True sportsman right there.
Oh, that was some awesome stuff. Awesome stuff. We'll come back and talk about what Mr. Burgess had to say here next on the Hammer Down Show on 101.7 The Hammer and 101.7thehammer.com.